This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for us to do what we do best, and that's talk. How about that? Jay? You like being called a good talker? She's a smooth talker, that Jay Kirshner.
Sounds like a song.
Yeah, right. Okay, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Normally Jennifer is here, but her grandfather passed away, so that's taken her out of the running. Jennifer Horn will be around actually the week of Labor Day, because you're not going to be here. Our normal bill of fare is to talk about lots of things, not necessarily generic, whatever's going on. That's the focus. But on the news talk stations, normally there are outside of what goes on perhaps in the morning on the radio station when there's a little more variety. There are charts that are developed by Talkers Magazine that focus on the issues of the day, the events, the people that folks are talking about, what matters in terms of more political talk radio than anything else. But then there are always the stories that vary on the list. So I'm going to go through the list first of all, Jay, and then we'll put some thoughts together with regard to the stories and the people on the list. But the official list sounds like this. Number 10, the big tech story of the week, which is basically Elon Musk and his Twitter lawsuit. So we have a lot of stuff to say about that, actually. Number 9, what's going on with the weather, the rain in Texas and down through the south central part of the country versus the drought in the upper Midwest and across the Northeast. At number 8, schools are beginning, so education is in focus, what it costs. I suppose the student loan thing is going to be a part of the discussion there as well, the forgiveness of these loans, because that's a big Ed story this week. Number 7, the situation with immigration and how the current administration is pretty much opening up the gates. Come on, if you want to come in. What a mess it's creating on the border. Number 6, COVID and Fauci. Number 5, crime and punishment, I guess, to a point. Who's getting it? I thought it was interesting. There's a story about Giselle Maxwell that we ought to talk about, Jay. Let's see. The Russian-Ukrainian war is number 4 going on. By the way, this is, believe it or not, this past week was the first anniversary. They've been fighting with each other for a year. Do you believe that? A year. And nothing has been done about Putin. What a bunch of chicken-livered, lily-livered cowards running countries pretty much the rest of the world. Number 3, the FBI raid on Trump. Number 2, the economy and where we're headed. News not so bad there as the news media wants you to think. Yes, the scare tag, but it's not as bad as it was. Look at the price of gasoline. Most places under $4 a gallon. What are you paying in Cleveland, Jay, for gas at the moment?
Depending on where you go, it's a little under $4 and just slightly over $4.
Yeah, about the same here. If it's over $4, don't go to that gas station because you're getting gouged. Go find a station that's selling it for under $4 or around $4. I paid $3.94 for some, which is a buck less than it was at the height here where I am in Massachusetts. But you go to California, the stupidest state in the country, the gas prices are a buck higher than they are everywhere else. What does that tell you about
and
California?
It's like they always have been. They've always
yeah.
been.
Oh, yeah.
More.
The taxes. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then the pronouncement this week from the illustrious, exalted governor, we're not going to allow any more gasoline-powered cars sold in California after 2035. That's why I wish Jennifer was here. She would go off on that for 15 minutes. As well, we all ought to. Number 1 on the story list, politics, the elections, what happened this past week in the primaries. If you've had a primary, what do you think of the results so far? More people are voting in primaries, which is a good thing.
Yes.
That's a much better...
Yeah, more people are getting educated of just how important the primaries
really
are.
Yep. In my mind, they're more important than the final election. Okay, the people list on the charts from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Hunter Biden. Why are we still talking about this?
Because
why are we talking
there's
about
always
him?
Something more that comes up. Like the latest is Mark Zuckerberg was discussing how Facebook was warned by the FBI of Russian propaganda before the Hunter Biden laptop story, and where Twitter completely hid anything. They completely blocked Twitter users from seeing information about this. Facebook didn't fully block it, but they really deterred a lot of people from seeing it with that algorithm.
Yeah. Well, listen. A lot of garbage floating around, that's for sure. Speaking of garbage, number nine is Tony Fauci, who said he was going to retire from his job at the National Institute of Health, whatever his job was. You know, I say this because it's true and because it's interesting. Tony Fauci is the highest paid employee in the federal government. Made $484,000 last year as the director of this organization, 82 years old now, said he was going to retire. So somebody calculated his retirement, his pension, and it will be the highest pension ever paid to a government employee. And based on what you got paid, right? Through the last 3 years, I think that's how they do it.
Well, and how many presidencies has he worked through? Four?
More. I think he started when Reagan was president.
Oh, okay.
If I'm not mistaken. I think it goes back that far. So, but he's got another job, and I'm not sure what it is. I saw out of the corner of my eye another job, a high-paying, a job that it must be working for a drug company or some research company, because he's going to get paid more than he gets paid now in the federal government. Kind of knows how to play the angles. Number eight on a list of people is Vladimir Putin. Again, I will publicly say that I don't understand, after a year of the fight going on between the Russians and Ukrainians, what it's done to disrupt the economy of the country, our country, the world. And this guy's still alive? Good God.
Well, when the invasion happened earlier this year, Russia thought it would be, 3 days and done?
Yeah,
and they would have
done.
Ukraine?
Yeah. Merrick Garland is number seven on the people list. Bill Barr, who was Merrick Garland's predecessor on the job, number six, and the story is why didn't he prosecute Trump, yada, yada. Number five, Lindsey Graham, who gets people pay much more attention to him than he deserves. That's my read on Lindsey Graham. Mm-hmm. Number four, Dr. Oz, not doing as well as people in Pennsylvania primaries this past week. And actually, it was too close to call earlier, and then I forgot to check in on how it all shook out. We ought to probably, to intelligently discuss that, we probably ought to go back and look at what's happening with that. Charlie Crist and Ron DeSantis, Democrat, Republican. Charlie Crist used to be a Republican, but he's changed his evil ways, so he would tell you. That's number three on the list of people, the two of them. Trump is two and Joe Biden is number one. All right, so there are the lists. Those are the charts for the week of August 22nd to the 26th. We will discuss some of these things. We'll start with the situation that Herschel Walker finds himself in as his former football player running, but there are a few controversies that kind of have a hiccup there in that situation. We'll talk about that after these words.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
17 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Well, it isn't the show, but it's the Talk Radio Review. And normally we have a couple of talk hosts here. Our legion of fans, there we have, he said smugly, is interested in what's going on. Sometimes we try to get into most of these things during the Good Day program during the week. Some of them we hit, mm-hmm. some of them we don't, but they're certainly there. One of the things that I don't like spending a lot of time on is politics, because it kind of gets in the way of everything else, and there are so many other things going on. Unbelievably, it's not all about politics, folks. So, here, though, is the story of Herschel Walker, who apparently is not that bright. I guess that's my read. I take that away. He's running in the Senate race in Georgia. He's a first-time candidate. Mm-hmm. Trump's all over him, thinks he's wonderful, but he keeps sticking his foot in his mouth. Even though he has the nomination, he beat five different contenders to get the nomination during the primary, and he has huge name recognition. And, of course, the Republicans thought, that's cool, here's a black guy, and he's well-known, so let's get him to run. And so he said, yeah, okay. The current senator is Ralph Warnock, and apparently at the moment, Herschel Walker is trailing him in most of the opinion polls. He keeps sticking, as I said, his foot. He doesn't really know what he's talking about. I think basically that is the bottom line. But now, and I don't know whether to believe, because oftentimes these things are just so much hooey. So I'm placing less stock in the claims of domestic violence that have mm-hmm. sort of popped up this week, Jay. You look at these people. I mean, you can look at Dr. Oz as well in Pennsylvania. Trump supported as well. And the Republicans now are thinking these guys are slowing down their chances of taking over the Senate because they're not. And J.D. Vance in Ohio, none of them are doing that well locally.
Well, and sometimes
in their states.
You think that certain things that they say, is that are they trying to bring humor to a situation and it just falls flat? Or like mm-hmm. former President Donald Trump, he would kind of just, he took to Twitter a lot and would just say things that incited people but also got people excited or made people laugh, whether they were laughing with him or laughing at him. Right. And it brought up different things in conversation. Are these people trying to emulate that, especially with Herschel Walker, who is a friend of Donald Trump's? Is he trying to emulate that and he's just not as good as Trump was?
Well, he doesn't. He's not that, again. So, I don't know. You got to take some of this stuff with a grain of salt.
Like when he said, don't we have enough trees around
yeah,
here?
Yeah, exactly.
Stop sending money
yeah.
to the trees.
Right. Yeah, that wasn't... that was
wasn't
not the brightest thing. That, no. Yeah. So, anyway, there are a lot of Republican... There's a new political action committee called the Republican Accountability Group. And it's not, they don't like Trump. They're trying to put domestic violence allegations front and center in the campaign. That was during the primary. Walker's ex-wife, Cindy, says that he held a gun to my head, said he was going to blow my brains out. Well, that isn't going to help either under the circumstances. 21 after the hour.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
94% of the nation's counties have seen heat days double. That's going to affect what you're able to sell from your farm, what you're able to buy in the stores or on the farm. Look at July, third warmest on record. The climate change people are all over this.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner this week. Jay is in charge of many things on the program, and one of the big responsibilities she has, monitoring social media, comments, trending issues, etc., etc. One of the things this week that is a part, I suppose, of number two, the economy, is this focus on forgiveness of student loans. So let's get to some of our listeners and what thoughts they have shared with us on social media regarding that whole announcement this week, which I find to be deplorable, but that's only my thought.
Well,
what are our listeners thinking?
You're not in your own. You're not on your own there with those thoughts. Richard Ward, point blank, says total BS.
Okay.
Get straight to the point. Gretchen Stoller
right.
says my mortgage identifies as a college loan, so can I get $10,000 forgiveness?
Yeah, sure, Gretchen. Let's go for it.
Jenny Wheeler says, not a smart idea, but what is with this administration? Daniel Sezak says it's not a loan forgiveness. It's a transfer of debt. That's all I have to say.
It is. So they will, all the people whose loan has been forgiven will pay for it in a smaller way in their tax bill. Somebody's got to pay.
Probably. And how many people don't know that?
Well, they don't think about it. It's kind of like electric cars. Where's the power coming from to power the electric cars? It's not coming from moonshine. All right, anyway, who else is signing off on this?
And then Sharon Walker says, I think it's wrong and it's a waste of money. They need to solve the tuition problem first, which is something that we've discussed on air as well.
Yeah, my son and I were talking about this last night with regard to what goes on college campuses, whether they be public institutions, state-run institutions, or private colleges. The bloat and administration, and not so much teachers, but the administration. You look at the faculty and then compare numbers of faculty with numbers of administration of various departments and various levels, and you find in many of the publics and the privates just so many people who really don't do anything. That's basically the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, something you want to survive, you better clean up your act, much as anything else. Okay, so we've been talking about, because of this whole focus on forgiveness, then what's the, is this the appropriate use? Some people think this is great. Tax money? Yep, let's spend it there. So what other opinions do you have from people about appropriate use for tax money?
Well, yeah, appropriate uses for tax money. Seth Thomason says none. Taxation is theft and extortion. I like
good
that.
Good for you, Seth. Yeah.
John C. says we don't make any appropriate uses of our tax dollars at all. It's all pork, waste, and ridiculous stuff with no accountability.
It's not quite that bad, but there's a lot to it. Here, go ahead.
When Cheryl walks his military, there needs to be a little bit more common sense in how it's used, and disaster relief, it may be Social Security. Welfare needs to change more of a workfare, and she wouldn't mind them spending a little bit more on mental health and rehab.
Yeah, that's thoughtful and provocative. Yeah, those are good comments. All right, well, always... Yep, comments are welcome and encouraged. Help yourself to our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Plus, you can get the show every day, all day, at gooddayshow.com. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive news story. I'm Nick Miles.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Bluestar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Bluestar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Bluestar work fast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The Houston, Texas Police Department said they shot and killed a gunman who allegedly set fire to a building with multiple residences early Sunday morning and shot at people as they fled the flames. Two people were killed in addition to the alleged gunman, and two others were injured. Neighbor Tony Lamb described seeing bodies laying at the scene.
I just thought it was that the bodies were laying around out here from smoke inhalation.
There's an urgent search underway in Indianapolis after three soldiers who served in the Dutch military were shot. Police said the gunfire erupted outside a hotel the men were staying in early Saturday morning. It happened in the heart of the entertainment district. Investigators believe the shooting occurred after an altercation between the soldiers and the suspected gunman. The Dutch defense minister said those soldiers were part of a commando corps and were in the city for training. Indianapolis police say two of the men were critically wounded and the third is in stable condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On Face the Nation Sunday, it was reported that Republicans are still leading the race for control of the House, but the Democrats are gaining momentum. In July, the estimate was that Republicans stood to win 230 seats. Head of the Democratic National Committee, Jamie Harrison, has more.
This is about the accomplishments of this administration, and they're vast. When you take a look in the historical perspective of what Joe Biden has been able to do in 2 years, there's some presidents who served for 8 years can't add up to what Joe Biden has been able to do.
The Pope has made some promotions.
Pope Francis elevated 20 more churchmen to the rank of cardinal on Saturday, formally expanding those now eligible to vote for his successor in case he dies or resigns. He said that the latter is something he'd consider if the need arises. Of the churchmen being named new cardinals in the ceremony, 16 are younger than the age of 80, making them eligible to participate in a conclave, which is responsible for electing a new pontiff. The 85-year-old pope has now named 83 of the 132 cardinals who are currently young enough to join a conclave. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Buffalo Bills released rookie punter Matt Areza on Saturday after Areza was accused of participating in the gang rape of a minor last year. Speaking to the media, Buffalo general manager Brandon Bean said,
"But at this time, we just think it's the best move for everyone to move on from Matt and let him take care of this situation and focus on that."
I'm Tony Marusso, and this is USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Show.
Researchers down at the University of Texas in Houston able to achieve something long out of reach, locating the G-spot, where brain stimulators can make a real difference. I think it's more of you. You might want to tell this story better than I about deep brain stimulation and the G-spot and stuff, right?
Nope. I'm good.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen from the Good Day program along with Jay Kirshner to review the top 10 stories and connective tissue to them. We were talking about Herschel Walker and his running as a Republican in Georgia and his claim to fame as being a football player. And now apparently, if you believe his wife, now she may have made this up because she doesn't think he should be. She's angry at him. She doesn't want to be, she doesn't want to help him win. But she wants to get in his way. Who knows whether those things... But just the fact that you allege something is, this day and age, it's like guilt. And here's another related story as we get into the football season, which starts officially. They've been playing, obviously, in an unofficial way as they prepare for the season. Fellow plays for the Buffalo Bills. He's a rookie. Matt Araiza, I believe is how you pronounce his name, Araiza, accused of participating in a gang rape of a 17-year-old when he was in San Diego at San Diego State with some of his teammates. Now, that's a story this week in the L.A. Times. He, in college, was known as the punt god, so evidently he's pretty good at this. But what will happen to his career? They won't play him. Why these allegations? I wouldn't think they'd play him by these allegations. No.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be interesting because, like you said, it's not. It should be innocent until proven guilty. But in today's society, you're guilty by association, and you are guilty until proven innocent.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So in the tech world, number 10 big tech stories. A couple of them of interest, including the Elon Musk requests in the Twitter lawsuit. Even though the judge said they were absurd, he said, okay, I'll give you that. He wants more data from Twitter. I don't understand all of this stuff. Maybe you can help us through it, this whole business of all the bots and all that other stuff. What is this?
Yeah, Elon Musk wanted to, because there's so many fake accounts occasionally, and he wanted the information. He wanted data from Twitter on the bots and the spam accounts. And apparently he had all of these other requests where the judge was like, okay, the data from the Twitter bots, that makes sense. We'll grant you that. But all of your other requests are just abroad and absurd.
Yeah. Nobody in their right mind has ever tried
not
to undertake.
Fraud, yes, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So,
traveling the world.
Musk is an interesting character for sure. He got into this. I would have thought that he would have been smart enough. When I do a business deal, there's an out. There's always an out. So why, when he signed this, isn't there just an out? I've looked at it. I've done my due diligence, and I don't want to buy it. So all of this started when he made an offer to buy Twitter. He never said he was going to buy it. He said, I want to look at it. So he said, I'll make you an offer after I do the due diligence. And he's doing the due diligence, and he doesn't like what he's finding. And he wants more info. I do the same thing, frankly. And Twitter doesn't want to talk about it because they are guilty of what he's found out, in my mind, that they have a lot of phony accounts. And they have a lot of stuff going on there that is not in the best interest of the stockholders. And the people running Twitter don't want the stockholders to know either. So,
And there are rumors as well that he is potentially saying that he made his offer and then he's doing this so that Twitter will come down in the price.
Yeah.
That's what some of the rumors are as well, that he still intends to buy it.
It's not worth what they agreed to at first because of what he's finding out about all the fake accounts. So,
or people who have the duplicate accounts, the spam accounts. If you're running this thing, there's so many members, but you cut that by a quarter even, that's significant.
Yeah, sure is. It's $11 million in the price, $11 billion in the price. Okay, speaking of billionaires and being involved in tech, Paul Allen, who was the number two person at Microsoft, he was the co-founder along with Mr. Bill Gates. He has $1 billion worth of art. And when he passed away, the family said, okay, we ought to auction this off. So here we go. This could be the biggest auction of art in the history of Christie's, which is probably the biggest, most prestigious of all of the auction houses like Sotheby's, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's been scheduled for November. Masterpieces by Renoir, Lichtenstein, let's see here. So when he and Gates, his childhood friend, founded Microsoft in the 70s, he went his own way. He didn't want to stay involved, so he went off, took his stock, bought his radio stations, bought his boats, bought pretty much everything he could see. I think he was worth $13 billion when he died. So could it be that his art collection is worth $1 billion? Wow.
Oh, with that many? Yeah. When you add it all up together, there's one thing from a French painter that's worth about $100 million, just that piece alone.
Yeah. Anyway, so he stayed with Microsoft on the board till 2000. He had Parkinson's. No, he had Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yeah, yes, right. And then he beat it, and then it ended up coming back, and that's what he succumbed to.
Yep, yep. So he was the 37th richest man in the world when he died. There you go. All right, so that's that story, sort of tech-related. Let's go to number three on the list this week. Or number two, I'm sorry. What is it? No, it's three, the Trump situation. I'm looking at the people list. Trump's two on that. And he's number three with the story of the raid continuing. A judge has ordered investigators to release a redacted version of court papers that convinced him in the first place to authorize the search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. It's pretty interesting, isn't it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and basically the only thing they're redacting is the parts of the document that reveal identities of witnesses and law enforcement agents.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it's going to be pretty much full disclosure.
Why would they redact
to protect
that?
Those identities?
Is that why? Is it just
because
to protect their
are
identities?
Crazy. Yeah, it's probably to protect their safety and the safety of their families. Let's be real.
People are crazy. You're right about that. So the judge ordered the affidavit be released with redactions, and that happens today. Prosecutors, well, today we're doing this program on Friday. You'll hear it all through the weekend. But the judge said the prosecutors demonstrated a compelling reason, quote-unquote, to black out parts of the document, which, as Jay just said, would reveal identities of witnesses. So, let's see where this drama goes. What a soap opera this is. Good God. Ay, ay, ay. Mm. All right, let's see. What's number four this week? The war. I don't know how to pronounce some of these names of places and people. There's a nuclear power plant at a town.
Zaporizhia,
Is that how you pronounce it? Okay,
yeah, Zaporizhia. And it lost power. And fortunately, the backup generators were able to kick it into high gear so that nothing bad happened. But
did they blow it up? The Russians blow it up? They're
accusing both. So the Russians are saying that Ukraine is responsible for the fire that the blowing things up and the fire that caused.
Yeah, of course they're going to say that.
But yeah, and then Ukraine is saying the same thing about Russia. So nobody's proven.
So who do you believe? In this circumstance, who do you believe? I don't believe a word the Russians say. There are issues certainly with the Ukrainians as well. But I don't believe for a moment that the Russians
would
do that.
Like you said, Russia cannot be really trusted right now. Putin cannot be trusted. But at the same time, Zaporizhia has been overtaken by Russian military. So why would they be firing at themselves, or unless they're trying to fire at the area? There's such a hot mess going on, and none of it seems to be coming up to the top to really be seen.
Okay, number one this week, the focus on politics and there's two big stories that are politically kind of murky. One of them has to do with the student loan forgiveness deal. The other has to do with the enhancement of the IRS. So let's talk about that after this.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. You probably don't remember this, Elizabeth. There was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833 Top Loss, or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, doctor, isn't there anything you
I'm
can
do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Now 46 after the hour, a few more moments devoted to the number one. Let's spend the time we have on the number one story, Jay, here this week. I see that you want to lose, vote for Cruz. Mr. Ted Cruz warning the new spending bill will create an army of 80,000 IRS agents. And there are a lot of other people who have been talking about this. And one of the Republican candidates, I think the lady running for governor in Arizona, said none of us are safe. And that's tied to what happened at Donald Trump's home. I don't know what he did or whether this will all be adjudicated. But the IRS and most presidents, whether quietly or openly, have used the IRS as a weapon. Kennedy did. Nixon did. Nixon was probably the most famous in recent times of using it. But Trump was using it as a weapon. Obama used it as a weapon. I don't think Biden would. But in a sense, you're weaponizing the IRS by just adding a bunch more agents. And so what is this? There's $80 billion in funding for the IRS over the next decade. Now, the reason it's getting a lot of attention is because the IRS isn't, well, we obviously know the IRS is very popular anyway, right? Who wants to go through the stuff? So it brings around, this is ideological in the sense that if you threaten people, will they be more honest on their tax returns? Mm-hmm. Never mind the whole thing that's set up at the negative side of having an income tax, which is unfair to begin with. But, the whole business of we're going to perpetrate this. We're cutting tax rates on the people who can't afford more taxes. We're going to go get those damn rich guys who have all the money, and they're the bad guys here. Except, hello, without all the quote-unquote rich guys, who do people work for? Where are the jobs? Why do you think they're rich in the first place? They're rich because they came up with an idea for a business. And they created the business so that people would have jobs. Duh. Why don't people... They're not even teaching economics like that in school. It's basic economics. Without money, you got no business. And without a business, you got no jobs. Huh? Why is that so difficult for people to understand? Mm-hmm.
Well, then you get into the question of, well, if people are, they want everything to be more community-owned, well, then we go from capitalism to communism.
To socialism and communism, right. Exactly. Which is what this plays right into the Republicans' hands, although the Republicans have made a mess of things because of what the Supreme Court has done. And so now here it's any man's or any person's guess who's going to come out on top on the November elections. But I think there's
not the American people.
No.
Either which way it is,
right.
We'll still lose.
Yeah, exactly. And we're letting this go on. So maybe it is time for some kind of action. Not like what happened on January 6th, but we need to be more focused on fixing what's going on in the country. The countdown at 10 before the hour.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And good day program. Time for our weekly visit with Nick Miles, who is the anchor at OurAutoExpert.com. Lots of announcements this week, a lot of things you've seen this week. Perhaps there are a number of things. Let's quickly get into the things that pop up here, like in California, they're not going to allow the sale of gasoline-powered cars by 2035. Now, well, they're ridiculous. This is another damn. California needs to be its own country. It's getting more and more stupid there every day. So they're going to require 100% of all new cars be free of fossil fuel emissions. So that doesn't mean you can't buy a used car that is gas powered. And I'm going to bet that in California, sales of and resales, the value of gasoline powered cars will go through the roof in California. You think I'm right, Nick Miles?
Yes, probably. And also the dealerships on the border with Nevada, Mexico, and Oregon will probably open like crazy. So you could just right. Pop across the border and buy one.
Yep, right, exactly. I wonder how it will work when if they'll probably, knowing how hard it is to register a car, I've bought cars in Massachusetts and tried to register them in California. Impossible. Well, not impossible, but difficult. And you know, so it's just like they are an island unto themselves. And that's why people are leaving, 800,000 people leaving California this year because of stuff like that. Okay, so next on the hit parade, Hyundai and Kia, that's the same company, right?
In the United States, they're separate companies. They're incorporated. In the rest of the world, they're the same company, but they're all owned by Hyundai.
Okay. So Hyundai vehicles have been recalled because apparently they will catch fire if they're parked inside. This is pretty good for those of you who have Hyundais and Kias and you park them in your garage. There are 281,000 recalls for these problems. They have 25 fires and melting incidents this past year, no injuries. So there are 245,000 of this model that are going to be the Telluride SUV. I thought those were supposed to be pretty cool. They look cool.
They are, and I think we have to be super careful with this. There's the potential for this to happen, and it has happened in minor cases. There's been this sort of melting incident. I am 100% behind Kia and Hyundai. They're a really, really good company. They back their cars 100,000 miles, 10-year warranty on the powertrain. They're doing this super early because they don't want any problems. They're not leaving it until it gets out of hand. And they'll back it 100%. They're going to take care of it early on before it becomes a real
smart
issue.
Yeah, they're smart. This is good. Okay, so I have a list of the cars that are going to be that aren't going to be produced anymore. A list of the cars that are on the chopping block, if you will. American cars like the Dodge Challenger.
Yeah.
And the, what's the other one, the Dodge Charger. Yeah. Those are popular cars. So what's the story behind the story on that?
Well, when Daimler Chrysler were a single company, they used the E-Class platform to originally make the Charger and the Challenger from the Mercedes E-Class.
Right.
And these cars, and they've been modified a lot since then and changed somewhat. But it's really been 17, 18 years since they've been out originally on that platform. And Tim Kuniskis, who's the head of the brand, and I'm going to be talking to him later today, he is a genius. He started like as a salesman on the floor of the brand, and he's worked his way up to being the head of the Dodge brand. And Tim, they've really exhausted what they can do with that platform, and it's old now. They've got to move on. And so he's giving it its last throw. And between now and September 21st, they're going to have 6 special editions coming out. They're going to do their last throw. The rumor is at SEMA this year, and they're the only major car company going to be at SEMA, they're going to have something really amazing coming out. But they're really still doing 1,000 horsepower cars, and they're the only company in the U.S. doing it.
What in the world do you do with a 1,000 horsepower car? All right, the Chevy Malibu is going down the road. You can kiss that goodbye, and the Chevrolet Spark. I don't even know. I never saw a Spark. Malibu's been around a long time, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it doesn't look good anymore.
Nah. The EcoSport, the Ford EcoSport, not going to make them anymore, right?
Yeah, made in India. Made in India, goodbye.
Oh, it is made? I didn't know it was made in India.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so who cares? All right, nothing serious here in terms of elimination except the Dodges. You are my friend, and I appreciate you being here.
Absolutely.
Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com, 59 after the hour.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.